RadioMD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Our core values are the guiding principles that shape our behaviors and actions. When we are living life according to our core values, we feel more fulfilled and at peace. But how can we get to know our core values and make sure that our life aligns with them? My guest, Dr. Diane Haspel-Johnson, has a firsthand understanding of why knowing our core values is so important. She also will share her own process of finding a career that aligns with her core values and give us tips on how we can identify our own core values. Diane will also talk to us about the key role that relationships play in making sure we are living a life that's true to who we are and who we are to our authentic, basic selves. So, Diane, thank you so much for joining us today. It's so wonderful to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Erica, and this is such an important topic, so I'm thrilled to be talking about it with you and the listeners.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, core values, basically, and I said the word core values many times, but it's something that we need to identify with as we move through life, because I feel like sometimes our values change when our life changes, at different stages, we go through different things. So, how can, like, you know, when I teach this to my clients and someone says, I don't have no idea what my core values are, you know, and I talk about this a lot in my book Rewired about, you know, identifying your North, you know, like you and I have talked about identifying your North Star. Pick one word that really resonates with you. I think that's a good place to start, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's one of these things that's so basic, but I don't think a lot of people really think about what their core values are. A lot of times I think people think it's about sort of goals that they have in their lives. Like, you know, oh, I want to get married and have a house and have kids, or I want to earn X number of dollars, or I want to reach this goal in my career. And those are goals we have for ourselves, but they're not really the core values that I think make us really happy and make us who we are. And I think what you said before about the importance of understanding your authentic self, that's really what core values are. And it's not always so easy to find that. A lot of people don't even know, when I ask them about core values, they don't even know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right, right. It is. It's something that sometimes feels overwhelming to people. And I think sometimes also when you're going through a life change, people in recovery or just people that, you know, are kind of trying to hop on a new path, it's kind of scary for them to take a look at, oh gosh, maybe, you know, maybe honesty is very important to me, but yet I haven't been living in such an honest way. And then they feel like there's some self-betrayal and a little bit of a disconnect, which is scary, but it's, I always say never too late to kind of, you know, honor what those core values are, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I really kind of struggled with this, and I actually found this sort of, in a way, circuitously, which is that when I was maybe 15 years old, I discovered that I had some artistic talent, and I was really determined to be a fashion designer, and I was driven. I mean, I went to night classes even when I was in high school, and I ended up applied to and got into the Rhode Island School of Design, and I was, I was very focused and very driven to be a designer. And it was funny because all along the way, despite the fact that this was an absolute, this is what I want to do, I wasn't really happy doing it. I almost dropped out of college. I was really struggling. And when I graduated and I got a job, and it was a great job, actually, amazingly, you know, it was beautiful clothes. It was great. It had all of the things that I was looking for. And I was so unhappy and I couldn't figure out why, but I had to be honest with myself. And I thought, really, you know, the problem isn't the job. The problem is me. So I quit this job, and for about a year and a half, I was freelancing. And I my stepfather is a holistic internist, allergist, immunologist, Marvin Portner. And he said, well, while you're freelancing, why don't you work with me for 8 or 10 hours a week in my office? You have one steady thing. It'll be fun. And I was doing that, and it was super easy for me, and I enjoyed it. And I thought, oh, this is of no consequence. Meanwhile, I was struggling with design, and I started a catering business, and I was sort of all over the place. And every day, my mission from the time I got up to the time I went to sleep was, what am I going to do with my life? What do I want? I feel like I have something to offer, and I don't really know how to manifest that. Mm-hmm. And then I took a career counseling class about a year and a half later, and there was one exercise that they did that was I'm so lucky to have had done, which is that they said, make a list of your careers or the work that you've done in order you think it suits you. Mm-hmm. And put that list aside. Now, here's a list of values. And on the list were things like compassion, social interactions, honesty, integrity, discipline. You know, it's all kinds of different, hard work, work ethic, all kinds of things. And I said, choose from any of these things and choose your top 10 values. So I did that. And they said, okay, now pare it down to your top three. That was a little harder. Then they said, if you were offered a job that had 9 out of 10 of your core values, but was missing one, what is the one that you couldn't live without? That was really tough. And I figured it out. And then they said, okay, now take that value and go back to your list of jobs you've had and see if the list would stay in the same order if you look at it through the lens of this core value. And my list flip-flopped. And I honestly never thought of a career in psychology or hypnotherapy, but I didn't really like being in school, but by the time I walked out of that room, when I saw it in the context of that core value, I knew I was going to go get a PhD in psychology, and I knew this was the path for me. So it was
incredible.
It was incredible. And I actually just had a conversation earlier this morning with a client of mine, and I was saying to her, you know, do this with relationships. Look at the serious relationships that you've had. Put them in the order that you think they suit you. Put that list aside. Now go look at a list of core values. You can find them on the internet. You can make them up if there's nothing on the list that you see that mm-hmm. feels right to you. And really pare it down in this way. And then go and look at the relationships you've had and see if the list stays the same. Because when couples fall in love and they think they want the same things, but they don't have the same core values, mm-hmm. that's a different problem than when there's communication issues.
Right.
You know, and I think it's actually a much deeper problem because I think if you move from your core values, you'll be successful and happy in what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is one of the most powerful things I think anybody can kind of do in their lives. And that kind of exercise is invaluable because I think that people want to understand what makes them different, what makes their, you know, their life special and unique, and why were they put on this earth. And I think to take a look at, you know, for me, authenticity really makes my world go round. Mm-hmm. And I use authenticity to as the word to kind of compare everything in my life. Is my, you know, where I work, do I feel like that's an authentic fit? Is the relationship I'm in authentic? Do I feel like I could be my authentic self with my friends and family? And you know, mm-hmm. the word comes up again and again. And I urge everyone listening today to kind of, would you say, to take a look at a list of core values and kind of pick one to start with.
Right, right. And I think that the other thing that can be really helpful, some people, you know, don't know even within that where to start. What I say to them is think back at the moments in your life where you just found yourself happy. Usually those are not really the big ticket items like a graduation or a birthday or a wedding. It's right. these moments where we're just, you know, walking on the beach or having a great conversation with someone who we care about, or we're inspired, or we see art, or we see the ocean. And in those moments, we begin to connect with ourselves in a different way. So I think that's another way to also sort of think about this idea of authenticity and core values. Yeah.
I love it. Thank you, Diane, so much. You could find Diane at DrDiane.com, and she has a MOP2 page at MOP2.com/DrDiane. Thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so grateful for you to come on and share all of your knowledge. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.